Welcome, friends. You're listening to the Swears and Does Hair podcast for bridal hairstylists and makeup artists looking to take their business to new levels. Here we tackle topics such as mindset, finances, balancing business with motherhood, and healthy strategies to keep your body and mind supporting your business rather than holding it back. I'm your host, Sue Minsky, business coach for bridal hairstylists and creator of the Next Level Bridal Business Program. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait to dig into today's topic, so let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Swears and Does Hair podcast. I am your host, Sue Minsky, and this week we are diving into Instagram a little bit as far as it pertains to having multiple Instagram accounts. What kind of impact that can have for your business, why you may want to consider having separate Instagram accounts for different sections of your business, and why you might want to consider having a separate Instagram account for your personal use. So we're going to talk about a little bit on the impact of the algorithm and how it can affect the growth of your account and how separating out your account between different audiences can help you grow faster. Now, if you're like most people, the thought of managing multiple Instagram accounts might fill you with a pit in your stomach. You would not be alone in that. But let me break it down for you why you may actually want to consider it and why it's something that I actually recommend for your business, okay? I think that having multiple Instagram accounts helps you have a more effective message for your audience and helps you grow faster. It also helps to have a separate personal one that you can use to follow friends and family and communicate with people on a personal basis. So let's just do a quick refresher first about how the Instagram algorithm works. So when you interact with different accounts, Instagram's algorithm is tracking that. It is paying attention to who you interact with and how you interact with them. So if anything, I would highly recommend having a personal Instagram account solely for communicating with friends and family and following businesses that are good for you or that you want to work with, okay? Or that you want to interact with. If you are following those from your business account, the algorithm is not going to be as effective and as targeted when pushing your content out to other people who may be interested in it. For example, if you follow a lot of mom accounts, okay, so if you're a mom like me and you're following all of these mom accounts, it is going to assume that that is the type of content that you want, and it's going to find more people out there that follow the same accounts as you and try and push your content to them as well. If you're not marketing to moms, then following a bunch of those types of accounts and interacting with them is not going to help you with the algorithm. You want to keep that separate. So if you are looking to grow your business on Instagram, you want to interact with and follow other similar types of accounts. So if you are a hairstylist, you want to follow other hairstylists, and your content is going to be shown to their audience as well. If you have enough factors in common and your audiences are similar enough, Instagram is going to start to cross promote you. It's going to start to recommend you to their viewers. So you know how when you scroll through Instagram, it suggests more different businesses than what you already actually follow. It's constantly trying to suggest new accounts to you. That's to your favor. If you are following a bunch, like I said, like those mom accounts or funny, you know, parenting things or the home goods account and all of these other types of businesses, and that's who you're interacting with more frequently than you are other wedding vendors, wedding venues, and brides and other hair and makeup people, then it's going to try and show your content to people who follow those other same types of accounts, those funny things, home decorating, parenting, whatever. All right. Those aren't your audience. Your audience is the people who are following other hair and makeup artists, wedding vendors, and other people who are local to you. All right. So those are the kinds of accounts that you want to interact with most frequently. You want to follow them. You want to watch their stories. You want to comment and like their posts, share their posts from time to time, particularly wedding venues that you want to work at, wedding vendors that you want to work with. All right. This is going to help to push your content to their audiences as well. So make sure that if anything else, you're interacting with these personal interests on a separate Instagram account so that when you are interacting on your business account, you're pushing your content out to the correct type of audiences. Now, the other side of the equation is, like we talked about last week, when you are putting your marketing content out there, you want to be really dialed in on your audience and who you're trying to speak to. So if you are trying to speak to brides, then you want to be filing bridal-related accounts, all right? Like I said, venues, vendors, other hair and makeup people, actual brides that you have worked with in the past. Those are going to get your bridal content messages in front of the right audience. Now, if you are marketing your salon services or your spa services, those are the types of accounts that you want to follow and interact with. So if you have two separate Instagram accounts, not only can you get in front of the right people with the algorithm, it's super easy to make sure that your message is super targeted. We talked last week about, you know, when you are marketing for your wedding services, you want to specifically speaking to brides in your message, who you're talking to, if you are in a video, kind of like I'm doing right now, whether that's a reel or an Instagram live or in your stories. If you're talking to brides because that's who you want to be working with right now, you need to be speaking to them, literally speaking to them, speaking their language, using the words that they use, calling them out, saying, hey, brides. Okay, that lets everybody who's not a bride know this message is not for me. They kind of tune it out. So the only people that are interacting with that message are brides. This trains the algorithm. Brides are the right audience for this message. And so it's going to push that out to more people who fit that same categories. So you can see the algorithm really does a lot to help you grow your business. Same thing with the salon services. You don't want to be trying to talk to brides specifically. You want to be talking to a little bit of a broader audience or be more targeted that, hey, the content that I'm talking about right now, the topic that I'm talking about right now, the services that I'm talking about and that I want to promote are these ones. Having separate Instagram accounts can really, really help with that because then you don't have to overthink anything. You know who to follow. You know who to interact with. You can let the algorithm work for you, and then you also can be really super niche down and targeted in your messaging in general. So if you're like, maybe I should start doing this, but I'm still feeling really overwhelmed, I don't know whether or not this is the right move for me, I want to ask you this: how much more effective do you want your content to be? If you're going to have to create two separate types of content anyways, why not separate out your accounts and have one that's just targeted to brides and one that's just targeted to spa or salon services? You have to create two separate messages anyways. You might as well just have two separate Instagram accounts and then connect the two through an app like Plan or Planly or something like that. You can have multiple Instagram accounts. You log into one app, upload all of your content for your bridal stuff into one profile, switch over to the other profile, upload all of the salon service stuff to it, and then it can post for you to those separate Instagram accounts. It's really super easy. You don't have to worry about going into Instagram and switching between things, even though I have multiple different Instagram accounts and I can switch through them super, super quickly. Okay, it takes me literally seconds. You just click up at the top at your name. There's a little arrow. It comes down with a drop down and you select which one you want to be active inside of. I can switch back between the two really fast, and I can use that to target my message. I have one for my coaching business and I have one for my hair and makeup business. I used to actually run a third one for my spray tan business, although the majority of my clients never wanted photos posted, either like before and afters. It was really difficult to get that kind of content, and it just wasn't enough to keep consistent with it without making a ton of like graphics or using a bunch of stock images all the time. My business ran more off of word of mouth, my Google My Business listing, my website, SEO, and like personal referrals and things like that, repeat clients. So Instagram was not a traffic driver for that business. So I stopped posting with that one a long time ago, and I actually don't even have it anymore. I deleted that account. But I still do have the two other business ones. So when I'm posting out there about my coaching business or my courses, the content that I'm creating just goes on Beauty Biz Collective. If I'm talking about hair and makeup for special occasions or for maternity or boudoir, etc., that's going on Suminski Beauty. And the message is very dialed in. It's so much more effective and I can grow so much faster. If I was constantly flip-flopping back and forth between, hey, hair and makeup artists, here's how I can help you grow your bridal business. And then, hey, all of you people who are, getting boudoir photos or going to be a guest at somebody's wedding or getting family portraits or whatever, here's how I can do your hair and makeup. It would be really confusing. My audience would stop paying attention after a while. And even though I would be growing two different avenues of followers at once, every single time I was posting something, it would be divided. Only one portion of my audience would even associate with that message. So if Instagram only shows your content to 1% and I have 1,000 followers, that is 10 people. If half of the people that are in my audience are automatically not even going to resonate with that message, that means out of 10 people, only 5 are even going to, it's even going to matter to those people. So if I'm trying to get the most effective growth and get my message out there to the majority of my audience, I want to make sure that 100% of the people that are shown, that content is relevant to. So again, splitting up those two different Instagram accounts allows me to be super targeted, super specific, and much more effective in creating content and getting my message out there to people. So if you're going to use Instagram to grow your business, you have to think about, well, what is this doing for me? How is this helping me grow my business? Otherwise, you're kind of just wasting your time. You're putting things out there and hoping that they grow your business. And then you're probably going to end up getting really frustrated when it's not working as well for you or as fast as you would like it to. So that's just kind of my two cents on whether or not I recommend having separate Instagram accounts for your bridal business, your personal, or any other side things that you do. If you are a hairstylist or a makeup artist that is wanting to grow a coaching business, and right now you have a bunch of hair and makeup artists who are following your Instagram account, I highly recommend breaking off and creating a separate Instagram account where the message is just speaking to those hairstylists and makeup artists. Right now, if you have a bunch of those people who are following you, they're following you because they like what you're doing online and they want to emulate you. They're looking to you for inspiration. They're looking to you for business advice. They're looking to you for growth, and they're looking to you to support your business in some way. So if you can give them very specific, targeted advice, you're going to grow much faster and they're going to be able to get that message much easier, because that's everything that you're saying. That's everything that you're talking about versus, sometimes you're talking to brides and sometimes you're talking to them. They're not going to learn from you as effectively if they're just seeing half the things that you're posting out there are to brides. The only message that they can get from that is copy this. Talk to brides this way. And they're not necessarily going to learn from you the same way. And they're not necessarily going to be as focused or as interested in hiring you to be their educator. They're just going to be like, well, this is what she's doing when she's posting and talking to her bride. So I'm just going to copy her instead of paying her for one-on-one coaching or following her for this. And same thing with brides. Brides don't necessarily want advice on how to speak to brides. It's not relevant to them at all. So a lot of them over time are going to start to tune out your message. So take a look at your audience. Take a look at your followers. Are you mostly attracting other hairstylists and makeup artists? That might be an opportunity for you to grow and start a second account and speak directly to them and then refocus the content towards brides. If you're getting mostly brides, that's a good thing. That means that you are growing your business on booking brides. That's the content that you're creating. That's the audience that you're growing. What you have the majority of and who you speak to the most is going to be what Instagram feeds you more of. And that's the side of things that's going to grow. So if you're splitting your focus, you're doing yourself a disservice, you're limiting your impact, you're limiting your growth, you're limiting your potential, I would recommend separating things. Yes, it might seem like a lot of work, but like I said, you're already going to have to be creating two separate types of content. All you have to do is have one app to post them for you. You shouldn't be manually posting stuff all the time anyways. That sucks up a lot of time and energy. If you have very targeted content, it's going to be more effective for you. So you need to create less of it anyways. All right. I rarely even post on my hair and makeup one, and I'm constantly getting referrals. I'm constantly getting new followers. I'm always growing on there, and I maybe post, you know, a handful of times a year, honestly. So it's not necessarily about quantity. It's about quality, and it's about the relationships that I've built offline. All right. It's the relationships that I have built inside of that specific Instagram account. For an example, a few weeks ago, I worked with one of the boudoir photographers that I do hair and makeup for all the time. And she always takes like a little clip behind the scenes while I'm doing the hair and makeup for the client. And she shares it to her stories. When I get there, I take a little video and I usually share it to my stories and tag her and be like, hey, back working with so-and-so today. That has told the Instagram algorithm that her followers are also people who might be interested in me. And then she shares me to her stories. That again, puts me in front of even more of that photographer's audience. And guess what? I end up growing and getting followers, and literally all I had to do was just that story. And then those story views get like a few hundred people who are actually watching, and they're not getting confused by my message. They're just constantly seeing me working with this photographer. I do that for the three different photographers that I rotate, that I work between. And then over the last 16 years, I've built so many relationships with people in that specific industry, all of these different photographers, that my content goes out there and they're seeing it and they're commenting on it. And then it puts me in front of mind and they're like, oh, hey, that's right. You know, let me add this person to my referral. Let me reach out to Sue and see if she's available. I have a client who wants, you know, hair and makeup for a shoot, whatever. So it helps to grow my audience, and I know that I'm growing other people who are going to help to grow my business. More photographers, more specific clients. When I post stuff in my Instagram stories for Beauty Biz Collective, I'm speaking only to hairstylists and makeup artists in the bridal industry. Those are literally the only followers that I want. And I will go through and I will make sure to block or remove different followers that don't meet that criteria. I'm not out there trying to get 10,000 followers. I don't need 10,000 students. I don't need 10,000 people seeing my message all the time. I do not chase vanity metrics. I chase effective use of my time. I chase balance. I chase freedom to do what I want on when I want to, on my days off and on my days that I'm working. I'm making sure that I'm really, really specific about how I'm using my time so that I never reach a point of burnout. I never reach a point of feeling like I am just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. I know the people who are following me on that account are interested in growing their business side of things. They're not out here looking for hair tutorials. They're not out here looking for makeup tutorials. They're not looking on how to grow their salon. Okay, just because I worked behind the chair doesn't mean that I educate people on how to grow behind the chair. There's a million other educators that do that. So I routinely will go through and look at the new followers and be like, do these people help to grow my account? Or are these people, someone who happened to see my reel and they think that they want to follow me now? I don't understand why people will do that, why people will try and follow me. Other than like other business coaches, which fucking pisses me off to no end. I do not care. I do not want your business coaching. I am a fucking business coach. I don't need to know about how you can help me grow my coaching business. I don't want your DMs. I don't want your comments. Like, unless you are a business coach for hairstylists and makeup artists who work in the bridal field, your audience is not who I want my message to get in front of. Okay, so I only allow people to interact with me, and I only interact back with other accounts that are going to help to grow my business. And I recommend running your Instagram that way. There are a lot of people out there who talk about, before you post, go ahead and interact with accounts for 15 minutes, or go through and like the comments of the people who have commented since your last post. Make sure to go through and respond, et cetera, et cetera. If you are splitting that up between different types of audiences, again, your message and the algorithm is going to be a little bit more confused. If the only people who are in your audience are the right people, you can spend 5 minutes, you can spend 10 minutes, and you're going to be way more effective than if you spend a half an hour trying to talk to multiple different audiences at once and interacting with all of these other things, especially when it comes to like sharing reels and things like that with your friends or with your spouse. If you want to just sit there and scroll through for an hour and just waste time, do that on a personal Instagram account, all right? And then that sets up in your brain that, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm just doom scrolling. I am just wasting time. I'm looking to be entertained. And that's what the algorithm is going to feed you in that Reels feed or in that Instagram feed. It's going to feed you what you want. When you're on your business account, it's only going to show you what you've told it that you want. You want other hair and makeup artists. You want business coaches like myself who can help you to grow your business. And you want brides. You want venues. You want wedding vendors. You want local people. And that's who you're going to constantly be interacting with. So that's who it's going to find more of to grow for you. All right. So now, how can you take what we've talked about today and start implementing it in a way that's not overwhelming? First of all, I want you to kind of go through and do a little mini Instagram audit. Take a look at your followers. See where people are. Are the majority of people even in the United States if you're a US-based hairstylist or makeup artist? Or are you getting a lot of followers from other countries? Go through and see the age range of the people who are following you. Are you getting a lot of people who are too old or too young to be your target market? If you don't understand who your target market is, you definitely need to do like a Dream Bride profile and write out the demographics and then go into the demographics of your Instagram account. Do they line up? Are you marketing and is your message getting in front of the right people? Do you need to clean up some things on your Instagram? Do you need to remove some followers? Do you need to block some people? Who are you speaking to with your content? Do a little content audit. Are you constantly talking to other hair and makeup artists? Are you constantly talking to brides? Who are you speaking to? Is it one audience? Is it multiple audiences? Who are your audiences, and do you need to separate those things? If you're just doing hair and makeup for brides and like that's all that you're trying to speak to, then you're fine. I would just start a separate Instagram for yourself, for your personal account, and start interacting with those types of people and accounts and brands and stuff like that that don't matter to your business. And then when you're in your business account, make sure that those are the only types of people that you are interacting with. You'll have to retrain the algorithm a little bit, but when you get sponsored posts or recommended ones, just go up to, there's the little three dots up at the top, and tell it, hide this, or I don't want to see this. And then when it asks you why, say irrelevant. Okay, so that's telling it on this account, these types of things are no longer relevant. You can go in and you can follow some specific hashtags. So if you are a hairstylist in San Diego, you might want to follow the hashtag San Diego hairstylist or San Diego bridal hairstylist, etc. Start following some of those specific hashtags. You'll start seeing more of that content that's very targeted and related. That's a really quick way to train the algorithm that this is what you want to see. Go in, make sure that you're following local wedding hashtags. Make sure that you're following a bunch of local wedding vendors. Who would your dream bride be shopping with? Follow those accounts and start interacting with them. Again, that's also going to help to train the algorithm. Remember, we want to tell the algorithm who we want our message to get in front of. So we need to follow and interact with similar accounts in order to do that. All right. So last little thing before we go, this ended up being a little bit longer than I was intending, but not quite as long as my usual ones. Unique as Fuck, my course on branding and helping you stand out, identify your unique selling proposition, what makes you unique, what makes you incomparable to other hairstylists or makeup artists, what makes your clients feel amazing about you so that you can create a magnetic brand message that helps to draw in more of your targeted dream brides. So we do branding, we talk about unique selling proposition, helping you stand out from the crowd, helping you to identify who exactly your dream bride is. It is a series of short videos that you can binge in a weekend, a bunch of workbooks to help you narrow in and define your brand message so that everything that you post out there is much more specific and targeted. Remember, when your message is specific and targeted, it's going to work for you 10 times better than just blah, vague, trying to copy what you see everybody else doing. That's just going to make you blend in instead of helping you stand out. You're going to attract the wrong people. You're going to get price shoppers. You're going to get people who are ghosting, people who don't really love who you are and what you do. So we want to get the right message in front of the right people. Got to figure out who those people are and figure out what our message is first. So Unique as Fuck, it is coming back September 20th. So there is a release date. It is in sight. You can go to my Instagram, go follow me, go visit the UAF highlight, and you'll find more information about the program. You'll be able to sign up for the waitlist. There's a really amazing offer if you sign up from the waitlist. You can save a ton of money. And then there is some really amazing, exciting bonuses that I have available this go round. The last time that I launched this course, when I first created it, was back in March of 2023. It's coming back now, September of 2023. And it's got some updates, it's got some extra workbooks, it's got a really sweet bonus, and then a wait list discount if you sign up before September 20th. But you have to be on the wait list in order to sign up early and get a lot of those bonuses and those discounts. So, like I said, go to my Instagram at Beauty Biz Collective, go to the UAF. It stands for Unique as Fuck. That's the mini course title name. All right. Go to that highlight and then scroll through it. You'll find the links and you'll find the information on how to sign up. So thank you so much for watching me this week, and I will see you back next time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you feel empowered, knowledgeable, and capable of handling anything that your business throws your way. Don't forget to subscribe to get access to new episodes as they are released each week on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Love today's episode? Let me know. Leave me a review and tell me what your biggest takeaway was from the conversation. Have a request for a future topic or someone you'd like to hear me interview? Find me on Instagram at beautybizcollective and drop me a DM. And if you're hungry for more actionable content to help you grow your bridal business, go to www.swearsanddoeshair.com/bookmorebrides to sign up for my free on-demand training and learn how to book better quality brides faster, easier, and with less stress.